May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, July 29th, 2023, and today I'll be discussing some highlights of the summer in the news and otherwise. I mean, talk about cosmic highlights. We're coming into a full moon over the next 2 days, and it's a good time to bring light to the night with the sun in the sign of Leo and the moon going into Aquarius on Monday. So right now the moon is in the last degrees of Sagittarius in perfect trine with Venus in another fire sign. So this fiery focus on Venus is also the focal point of a finger of God called a Yod, or the fickle finger of fate, that is focusing the combined energies of Pluto with Neptune in a sextile, which is a harmonious blending and both amplifying with Pluto empowering the higher octave of Venus, which is Neptune. So there's a powerful focus of extraordinary cosmic love right now, and I hope to bring some of that to the show today. The newsletters I'll be discussing are archived at the HeartCom Network and listed in the Cosmic Love show notes for those who are listening to the podcast in the future. If you follow geopolitics these days, in which, you know, some people have completely tuned out the lamestream media, but if you do follow it, you'll know things are pretty intense, you know, geopolitically. In a sense, they've always have been, but now it's like an all-connected global village never before. So there's a massive global power shift brewing, you might say, and this is kind of like a war for the hearts and minds of global humanity, which is heating up. And you can either be awake and aware of the opportunity for a great enlightenment and global holistic healing, or not so much. So anyway, here we go with my recent compilation of news you won't find in the lamestream media. And this is another love sandwich, as I call it, with good news at the top and the bottom and some serious meat on different subjects in the middle. So you can read along. If you pull up this newsletter, the two newsletters I'm going to be referring to, and I'll be going off script quite a bit, but you can, you know, kind of follow along with the content in another window. The link's in the show notes, again, if you're on the podcast. So you can pause the replay at any time and watch videos or articles that interest you. And there are some really extraordinary videos that I'm providing with the show today. So this will provide a personalized multimedia show. And that's the great thing about a podcast. You can pause it at any time. And as I'm talking about something that you're if you're following in the context of the website that I provide the link for. And you can basically, you know, kind of tune into what really interests you, what speaks to your higher self, your real self, your conscience, whatever, and create a personalized multimedia show. It's kind of what's unique about the way I've been doing the show, where that's possible now with a multimedia format. So here we go. First, I'm going to be talking about choosing the future we all want, and it gets into the choice factors and some pretty intense stuff that's been going on. This was published about a week ago, and I'm going to have go into two newsletters. I think I'll have time for that. And I'm kind of going into kind of the good cop, bad cop routine, if you know how that works, you know, where a bad cop will read someone the riot act and they'll be all intimidated. Then a good cop will come along and be the, you know, more friendly and bring out of the person, you know, what the bad cop brought to the surface, you know, to be resolved. And anyway, it's a way of, you know, you appreciate the light because of the darkness, or you might say you appreciate common sense from after being threatened for whatever perspective you have. And anyway, there's there's a whole dynamic in this, you know, like the problem solving process. You can't really define the solution well until you have the problem defined well. Or like in photography, you've got to get a good negative if you're going to make a good positive. So as a language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, as I talk about a lot on Cosmic Love, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious individually and collectively, and what the problem is, you know, and a good definition of it as far as a disconnect from unified field of harmonic convergence, you might say, you know, like we are one, instead of how the whole thing is, the whole field, you might say, the whole quantum field, the whole thing of consciousness is shifting from a Piscean to an Aquarian energy, which is more from independence to interdependence, more from a sense of separation to a sense of unity. And this is the unified field, often referred to as the quantum field, or the quantum energy of Aquarius, you know, the quantum age of Aquarius. So everything is going quantum, quantum healing, quantum energy from the field, and quantum science that transcends the lockstep, linear, left brain, letter of the law, with you know, the paradigm paralysis, with mechanistic thinking, not just as a carryover from the industrial age, but specifically the lockstep thinking of command and control from a top-down control system to a nonlinear cooperation system, you might say. And I'll be going into that. You know, I talk about that a lot on the shows now over the years. You know, this whole understanding of that we're in a global village now of instant everywhere, interactive communication capabilities for unity and diversity. That's just where we're at. There's a capability there, and that is kind of forcing the issue. All the divisive dialectic and all the victim, dictum, and divide to conquer stuff that goes on in the lamestream media to keep us fighting among ourselves, basically, instead of cooperating and having unity that would rise up, and basically claim, a new unity and diversity globally. You know, finishing what U.S. founding fathers began, you know, with the revolution, and taking to the next step of 90% of the word of revolution, which is evolution, conscious evolution, revolution, revelations, you know, worldwide. Anyway, I'm getting into my rap, going off script, so to speak. That's what I do when I'm feeling the energy of this Venus that I was talking about, this focus of energy, this higher octave of Venus in relationship to Neptune, and empowered by Pluto, and focused in a geometry of divinity, kind of a God consciousness, geometrically ordered divinity, that's focusing these energies of Venus in Leo, which is really, Leo is like the social conscience. It's like social conscience. It's like a collective fire sign, you know, like the lion, or the lioness that has that fire of I am king of the jungle. There's kind of this, there's a certain fiery energy in the sign of Leo that is an affirmation of we are, you know, and whether it that we are being what do they call it, a group of lions, not a tribe of lions, but you know, any in, you know, ourselves in the larger tribe, you might say, of the family of mankind. Now, there is a fire there that sometimes is activated by, you know, the energies in the quantum field, sometimes more than others. So this first piece I'm going into, I began with a personal message for subscribers to my email list, which I, most of you know, listen to the show, can subscribe just by going to Cosmic Love, one word, at mcn.net, Cosmic Love at mcn.net, no spaces in Cosmic Love, just one word, and that's mcn.net, not msn.net. So if you want to subscribe, just send me an email, just with subscribe in the subject line. And for subscribers, I gave this message. I'm going to get a little drink here. And this message, it's kind of like full disclosure, What I said is I'm retiring more from the limelight and going behind the scenes, which means I probably won't be publishing so much unless I'm really moved to do so. But otherwise, I got some other projects I'm working on, so I'm kind of retiring from the limelight. And most of those reading this, or you know, readers of this, have been getting my newsletters for more than 5 years. And as readers know, I've been really prolific sharing news the last 7 years that the lamestream media censors. And it seems that my entire life was preparation for the last 3 years when I saw an existential crisis with the COVID psyop and focused on, you know, the whole truth amidst the big lie. So that was, you know, my intent was just truth telling, you know, as I understood it. And of course, thousands of subscribers left the list. I mean, one time I had about 10,000 subscribers. Thousands of them left the list due to incessant media propaganda calling, you know, wrong, right, and evil good in the name of science and safe and effective. You know, it's just one huge psyop lie after another. Anyway, this last year has been really intense because those who perpetrated, you know, the big lie was so big and so bold and so often told that, you know, most people, you know, went along with it because they just don't want to believe that the media, politicians, and healthcare authorities are all lying to us. So they don't believe, they go along, you know, I mean, it's got to a point now where the contention between those who, you know, believe they're right and did the right thing and don't and are angry at those who say otherwise. I mean, it's like got contentious. So the political environment is so contentious that I'm kind of backing off the front lines. I'm, you know, kind of going backstage. And again, it's been intense all year, the 2023 mainstream awakening. And, you know, those who have been following along or anyone doing research in the future and looked at this year in context of American history, I mean, there's just a lot of really amazing stuff going on. So I've tried to provide an objective perspective and provide alternative news, you know, curating, you know, the news of the week, that videos and articles coming out from multiple income, or not income streams, media streams that I've come to trust over the last 15 years. And of course, the incoming, you might say, of truth is something I've had to curate, you know, the best sources that you don't have fanatical or extremist perspectives, as, you know, but really have referring to, you know, doing truth telling in a way that's congruent, coherent, people that are more or less well-known, you know, unless the person just got an extraordinary message that speaks for itself. So anyway, this is the big show of 2023, and it's like there's some highlights going on. Summertime, things always heat up in different ways, and the Great Awakening is fast becoming the Great Enlightenment. Which is, we'll be hearing more about the Great Enlightenment over the years. We've been hearing a lot about the Great Awakening, and it's a process, folks. You know, more light and love, easier and faster. So anyway, I've added from the time I originally published this on the new moon back in July 17th, I've added articles, made edits, videos I've added, you know, and this is from feedback from readers, you know, that I quite often will do that after I'll publish. I'll add feedback videos that are in the context of the copy. So if some of you find this too heavy, some stuff I'm going into, and I'm going into some heavy stuff at the beginning of the show, and things lighten up at the end of the show. We're kind of starting off with the bad cop first, you know, kind of the riot act that's coming through the lamestream media. But sometimes not being reported at all. But then the latter part of the show, I'll be going into some really uplifting, inspirational content, more so, with some videos that for personal growth and development that I think you'll find interesting. So many readers of my newsletter are well aware of my 50-year journey as a truther from my initiation on the path of God and Country, which is an article, a photojournalistic story 50 years ago, to my lecture 3 years later right before the bicentennial back in 74, regarding a vision of America's future that I gave to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. Have a link of that to that, both on the path that experience I had that kind of initiated me on what I've been doing the last 50 years and why I'm a truth teller today, but and specifically the vision I, you know, presented to 10 agencies of federal government on Capitol Hill. I mean, that in perspective, I was being directed in a way that it was above my pay grade, and some interesting drama came out of it. But I worked on that for 50 years, and this is, you know, I say this not to brag, but to make a point. You know, for the last 50 years now, America's had communications technology that's sufficient for upgrading our core constitutional freedom, speech, assembly, petition, government, etc., as would make government at all levels accountable to the well-informed choice of, by, and for all people in our instant, everywhere, and interactive global village. So communication is how we, the people, come into unity, you know, community. And global telecommunications could be utilized to enlighten and unite us, the netizens of Earth, to counter forces that divide to control. This is where it's going. It's going to take a while. It's still, there's a lot of people that are not, they're, so to speak, woke and think they're awake, but they're basically just holding on like paradigm paralysis or victim dictum to, you know, they love their slavery. You know, they basically, the way we're controlled, they identify that as being more real than being free from that. And they don't even, they even resent the idea that they're not free. So, this is, there's nothing more insidious than powers that be that manipulate our free will to the extent that, that we're happy slaves. You know, like as the World Economic Forum says, we will own nothing and be happy. Jeez. So anyway, Thomas Jefferson once said that the issue today is the same as it has been throughout history, whether man shall be allowed to govern himself or be ruled by a small elite. So now it's an all-connected global issue for the family of mankind, as in all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. And I love the quote of Thomas Paine, who sparked the American Revolution with his common sense, that, and this quote from him is that, the quote, "The cause of America is in a great measure the cause of all mankind. We have it in our power to begin the world over again." It's as true today as it was 1776. But now it's not the United States of America. It's the United Sovereigns of Earth. This is what where it's going. And again, as we become more conscious of how we are conscious in terms of where we're coming from and where we are going on the timeline from past into the future, and what do we really want? How are we going to imagineer the future? You know, so often these days, you know, the future we want is overshadowed by a dark side deep state that's hell-bent on owning and controlling the physical and human resources of Earth. You know, the politics and economics are far more complex than the science of, you know, how we could unite with communications technology for, you know, true unity and diversity and communities of the Holy Spirit locally and globally. And this is the issue. You know, how do you culture real intelligence in an artificial world? The solution to an artificial world isn't artificial intelligence. It's real intelligence. So I've got a video excerpt on how Elon Musk officially announces his new improved next big venture, you know, with and I think a lot of you will find this fascinating, who are into the science fiction compared to science reality, and what's going on with this artificial intelligence. I mean, artificial intelligence can be a real boon if it's serving real intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence left to itself is like human solutions to human problems that always compound the human problems. you know, it's like there's no artificial solution to an artificial world. You know, they're just there's just real intelligence is a real solution to an artificial world. So how we do that, you know, like be aware, evade unreality, champion the truth, see through the BS, the belief systems that do not serve and benefit the United Sovereigns of Earth. So anyway, Elon Musk, as many of you know, he runs Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink. These are all his company, and the Boring Company. You know, the Boring Company is the company that bores those high-speed underground train systems that are all over the world that we never hear about. That's used by the underground projects of the power elite. You know, and I've talked about this over the years. But anyway, Elon Musk owns the Boring Company. Of course, what they do, they bore tunnels underneath of rivers and stuff. But they can melt a hole about 5 miles per hour with melting rock on its tip. It's quite a story with this nuclear tips on these giant boring machines. Anyway, he's the world's richest man. He's also the owner of Twitter, which is a platform he acquired last year for $44 billion. Now he can add another company to that lengthy list, XAI, a new improved version of intelligence gathering promised to be safe and effective with artificial intelligence, not the real deal. We're talking about smart but no heart, the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz. I mean, what could go right? What could go wrong? So this is recommended reading, and there's a short video that you probably find interesting. So, I like to bring in science angles when we're in the 3D reality where it's going. I mean, all of this can change very quickly with other innovations that come to the surface that make, innovations as we know them obsolete. It's called disruptive technology. It disrupts the status quo. And when there's a huge amount of money invested in infrastructure, and the politics and economics are all sutured around that model of the status quo, then any kind of change is threatening to, the income and the top-down controls of the corporatocracy, which is not of, by, and for the people, but of, by, and for the corporations. Then the stockholders and corporate law that says wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public. In other words, profits before people. And this corporatocracy is the scourge worldwide because democratic processes aren't keeping them in check, to the point where we got a military-industrial complex making a killing in Ukraine and a medical-industrial complex making a killing with pharmacide worldwide with vaccines that then create a myriad of diseases that are treated with drugs for making a killing in that regard. I mean, so I'm not that I'm cynical. Man, this is the strong meat I'm talking about, folks. You know, this is the reality that this time of the summer, as things heat up, you can basically wrap your head around what's real, what's true, and what is the challenge of the hour, you might say, and the opportunity with that challenge, or what's not. And these kind of keynote things that I try to bring to the surface for our attention, because, it's pure intention focuses attention, with more love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. Yeah, baby. So there are those who know what's happening and are more or less prepared and proactive mentally, if not physically. And then there are those who are reactive and always wondering what happened, So there's a 5-minute talk here, video by Dr. David Martin, who's brilliant, and he provides with this video an eye-opening discussion with Brian Rose from London Real. Any of you, if you've ever seen one of Brian Rose's videos and interviews, they're quite often excellent, and with Dr. David Martin, it's phenomenal. And as Brian Rose says, quote, "This is the single most important, prescient, and potent description of the entire plandemic." So, there you go. That may interest you. It's 5 minutes long, and it's really short and sweet, potent and prescient. So, I highly recommend that if you're listening to the podcast in the future. Again, anyone can, you know, after the show today, if you're listening live, you can always pull up the website and go through it and see all these links that I'm talking about and the ones that interest you. Again, you can watch now after the show. Or, again, if you're listening to the podcast, you can pause it and then go watch the videos or read the articles that I'm linking in the content that I'm, you know, basically discussing now. So another subject that, you know, I think this is fascinating. In the lamestream media echo chamber of scripted unreality, you know, or the, just the news media, they just echo around, you know, this scripted unreality. It sometimes takes an outsider to snap us out of the box, you know, like the hypnotist who snaps his two fingers and assures you that the unreality is ending and a golden age is pending. I mean, we're all kind of, you know, in this unreality, so to speak, and it's like a twilight zone, you know, between the old paradigm, the Piscean last dregs of the Piscean age, and the new paradigm, you know, the thrust of Aquarius, and where is that going? The Aquarian quantum age. So the outsider I'm referring to that can snap us out of it, that, you know, with some straight talking, is Christine Anderson. You know, like a speech she made to the European Parliament. And it's just a short talk, and about 5 minutes, 5 minutes, 13 seconds, she says, for example, what she's discussing is, she's discussing the deep state, you know, the power elite, the corporatocracy, and she says, quote, their goal ultimately is to transform our free and democratic society into a totalitarian society. Their goal is to strip each and every one of us of our fundamental rights, our freedom, democracy, and rule of law. They want to get rid of all of this, and they are robbing us of our identity, whether it be our national identity or our cultural identity. They won't even stop from robbing us of our sexual identity, the very core of our identity, our humanity. They don't even stop there. So this is Christine Anderson, the European Union. She nails it. I mean, it's like one of the very few truth tellers worldwide that are coming out and getting exposure like this. This is on YouTube, so I don't know if they'll censor that or not, but it's up there for right now. Anyway, this is why so many young people today have an identity crisis. They're stripping us of our identity. They create such confusion and such cognitive dissonance and calling wrong right and good evil and just all kinds of crazy stuff. People don't know what to think. You know, the authorities have betrayed us so severely during the pandemic, you know, with a big lie that, again, was so big and bold and often told, you know, they're safe and effective when it was not. It's killing millions worldwide. I've documented that numerous shows and newsletters, and anyone really wants to know the truth of it. But again, those who went along with it don't want to believe that. And there's mitigating influences. They found now that the different batches of the vaccines, some of them were control groups or placebo groups. You know, they were completely non-toxic, and others were extremely toxic. And they've documented this, and it's come out, you know, it's been documented, you know, in news media all over the world to a certain extent, but mostly alternative media because of the mainstream media, lamestream media. They're in cover-up mode, and they're just continuing on as if nobody knows how bad this whole war and disease psychopathology thing is. You know, again, it's like, how do you keep people from waking up, wising up, and rising up and owning our own lives with true sovereignty when there's forces of tyranny being pushed down our throats incessantly? I mean, this is the contention I'm talking about, the energy, the contentious energy that's in the public sphere right now, as far as, you know, the social conscience is waking up to the crisis. And it's, a lot of it is the identity crisis, and why, you know, to know thyself is so valuable for self-mastery and for healing, basically, of our conscientious common sense. So there's a personal empowerment process that I've had published recently. And it's a several-page article with a kind of a do-it-yourself self-assessment questionnaire profile you can do to, you know, for personal empowerment, to basically know thyself, take inventory of your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical gifts and talents, your developed and undeveloped areas, Basically, the ways you know better, you can do better. And personal growth and development begins with a good self-assessment, you know, where you are. You know, I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, you know, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. You know, it's like the positive mental attitude for personal empowerment, and a process to do that is something that those who are interested in that can do that self-assessment. It's free. They can do it themselves. It's not like an application. You can print out the pages, answer the questionnaire, total up the numbers on the circle of attainment to take inventory of your gifts and talents in terms of your developed and undeveloped areas of your four lower bodies. Four lower bodies in terms of your spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical bodies. So this will interest some of you that are listening, others not so much, but each to their own. So I go on here. I have another segment of the newsletter that goes into the provocative question, why global power shift has gone east. And many readers of this newsletter are aware that India has passed China in both population and the rate of economic growth. Both are part of a BRICS alliance that has gone on the gold standard with the reserve currency based on commodities of value and the QFS, the quantum financial system, which the Western banksters, the privatized Fed, are resisting. And this is followed by a video on do the Rothschilds own the Fed, the Federal Reserve Bank? Well, I go on to explain in this, you know, most of you are aware that the Federal Reserve Bank is not federal. And it has no reserves. It has owners. And the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Morgans, and, you know, their cronies actually own the Fed. So once you come to this understanding, you realize that the great deception that we see now that has betrayed representative government is those banksters who are owning and control the human and physical resources of Earth and want total control because they're losing control. You know, their time is short. Their fear is great. Unity consciousness is going to happen sooner or later, one way or the other, from the inside out, if nothing else. In other words, the consciousness is shifting from the inside out. There's higher frequencies coming in with the Aquarian field that we're entering after passing through the photon belt of the galactic plane. You know, that's what the whole 2012 thing was about, not cataclysm, but the reality that the energetics are changing on the planet, which is why in the last 100 years we've gone from horse and buggy to the space age. We've been passing through the photon belt. We're coming out into a field called Aquarius, where the frequencies are higher and there's more of a social conscience and a collective unity field, unity field consciousness, which is Aquarian light and love, you know, you might say, you know, in the synopsis. So anyway, I'm following this thing on the Federal Reserve Bank, which really is, again, focusing on how the economics and politics are far more complex than the science. The truth of what's really going on could and what really could be our future, you know, the future we all truly want. So while the U.S. has been waging endless wars and pushing global pharmacide to profit from external command and control systems at the expense of internal infrastructure and economic security, China has been creating a healthy economy. And compared to what? Compared to 2008 to 2020, there's a graphic here, there's a chart that explains everything. High-speed rail systems, they're uniting all of China. I mean, we're talking about 26,000 miles of high-speed rail. The U.S. has about 50 miles of high-speed rail. So they've been developing infrastructure for transport. And the Belt and Road Initiative, which is not just rail transport, but roads and highways on the oceans. I mean, when I say highways, you know, navigation routes, whereby they're expanding trade networks worldwide, especially from the east to west. The West has been trying to expand, you know, in its own way, you know, with hundreds of military bases all over the world. But the power is shifting. The power is shifting. China has been built up by Western forces. Kissinger just got back from China over 50 years. He's had 50 years opening up China, expanding China, where China went from, you know, a third world status to now the world superpower with India. So yeah, I think some people find this interesting, this article, this one chart that explains everything. You know, China in 2008, China today in terms of the high-speed rail that has lifted about 800 million Chinese out of abject poverty just because of the communications and the transportation infrastructure whereby trade and just basically, you know, good trade has, you know, and business and productivity, industrialization. It's lifted 800 million Chinese out of abject poverty. So it's good to understand that China and India are rising, and the West has kind of hit the wall because of the economic system. When I say the economic, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is basically inflating the value, you know, deflating the value of the dollar through inflation by printing money like there's no tomorrow. So we're living in the last days of the American empire. And there's a video I have on this. This is Brighteon, you know, Mike Adams Broadcast News. I think some of you will find it really interesting that the number one weapon of the empire, the U.S. empire, is the U.S. dollar. And it's been targeted for termination by most other powerful nations on Earth, including China, India, Saudi Arabia, Russia, Brazil, and 97 other BRICS-aligned nations. So again, there we have it, the economics and politics of where things are at, where they tend to be going. And of course, there are rabbits to be pulled out of the hat. I mean, there are solutions that can go mainstream in a heartbeat. They can turn things around in a very positive way. Whether that happens sooner or later, we're just going to have to wait and see, folks. Mankind has free will and everything is possible. Anything is possible. Okay. There's another video followed by on the holistic health issue, and it's about why Amish children have almost no disease or mental health problems. Why is that? Why is pockets of Americans who don't watch TV, that's a big part of it. They're not getting their minds completely corrupted, you know. So why Amish children have almost no disease or mental health? And this is a Health Ranger report, you know, again, Mike Adams's website. And it's really, you know, it's owning your own life, your own learning, self-governance, the sovereignty issue. It really translates to why the Amish and Church of the Brethren, the Mennonites, you know, Old Order German Baptist, you know, they were conscientious objectors during the Vietnam War, for example. I mean, I had a neighbor who was a conscientious objector, and he flew helicopters. He was a medic who flew helicopters in Vietnam. It was like a miracle that he made it through, because he just flew into all kinds of dangerous situations, you know, pulling people out of war, you know, the front lines. And Randy, he was a runner. He was a long distance runner in high school. But anyway, and I was Church of the Brethren, one of my formative years. My brother actually was a conscientious objector during the Vietnam War, and he served. He had to do so much service, nonprofit service, that was authorized, you know, in Columbus, Ohio, Ohio State University. But he actually was working in a laboratory, doing research with, you know, kind of innocuous research. But you know, he had to do government service for 2 years as a conscientious objector. The Amish are conscientious objectors basically to the whole medical media marketing megatrend models that, you know, are, you know, modern society that has a corrupting influence, and specifically diet, you know, growing their own food, you know, and it's natural foods, and they're not using chemicals like their other farmers. So their food, their diet, their education, and their self-governing system is healthy. It's healthy. I mean, what does it take for us to get back to that? Well, it's going to take, you know, some of a mass awakening, to say the least. Anyway, it's a video you might find interesting. Then the other video that follows, I say that this is not recommended for weak-minded, fair-weather normies, initiates only. It's kind of a good overview of this video of an existential crisis that's facing global humanity, but it's shocking. I mean, the first 3 minutes, it goes into, you know, how the gene therapy injections, you know, the experimental vax, in some test batches, had self-assembling nanoparticles which genetically modify the cells, you know, it's referred to gene therapy, to create, you know, a bioenergy operating system that can be programmed remotely by way of 5G, you know, cyborgs of the hive mind. And this is pretty intense stuff. I'm not going to go into all this. But, you know, it's like, there's some different things that I do a synopsis on the website if you want to go into this. There's really serious stuff going on, folks. I mean, when I say that's horrendous. And I'll be going into a little bit more on that. But anyway, I finish up this newsletter with kind of the good cop thing on, you know, keep the faith and attitude of gratitude. You know, remember that it's not your aptitude, but your attitude that will determine your altitude. You know, whether you soar like eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So, I'm finishing up on this note. A positive note of, you know, it's the frequency of love, joy, and inspiration, as in frequently, that raises the vibration of living with the gold standard for the Aquarian quantum age. And I love the quotes by Dr. David R. Hawkins, his book, famous book, Power versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. He says, you know, just quite simply, to understand the nature of God, it is necessary only to know the nature of love itself. To truly know love is to know and understand God, and to know God is to understand love. And it's from his book, The Eye of the Eye, page 88. And then there's another quote from his book, Power versus Force, the Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. And he says, and this is from a decade-long research with millions of tests utilizing behavioral kinesiology documented in this book. And this guy has an MD, PhD in psychology. He's brilliant in many regards. And he goes on to quote from the research that one individual who lives and vibrates to the pure energy of love and reverence for all of life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. And he has a chart. It's a famous chart called the Hawkins chart. And you could actually probably Google Hawkins chart and pull it up and show the whole frequency, or how people can be, basically calibrated with this behavioral kinesiology, muscle testing, to what level that they calibrate at, and see how a few people vibrating at the higher levels can hold a balance for almost a million people at vibrating at lower levels. So there is a collective field, a unity field, a collective field of consciousness in the earth that's going through a shift now. There's a raising in that frequency, and again, it's from the inside out. So it's just a matter of time before we come into the type of unity consciousness that'll check and balance inordinate energies, check and balance the negativity to where the collective consciousness, people will have what's called ESP in terms of extrasensory perception. But when you have it, when the shifts it shifts to where this is, you know, goes mainstream in society, it's called effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you have it. So effective sensory perception, ESP, will become more common. And so either it's graphic there that shows a frequency of pink vibrations, and it says, I claim love is my vibration. So, you know, so vibe on, folks. More light and love, easier and faster. Anyway, that brings us up to today, published an article. This article is referring to the 2023 Awakening Highlights. And I say right at the top, you know, we're talking about it's July 29th now, and in 2 days is August the 1st, which is the full moon in Aquarius. So there's a kind of an optimal window, 3 days before and after a full moon, but specifically right on the full moon, when the energy, and there is an energy before, and they've documented scientifically that there's a lot more lunatics, so to speak, on a full moon. In other words, some people's circuits are not just amplified, they're overamped. It overamps their circuits. It's just too much lunar energy, which is kind of like subconscious, unconscious fullness with a full moon. And it's like completion of the cycle that began, you know, with the new moon in Cancer. And that energy is more of the mother nurturing principle. And this full moon in Aquarius is more of an enlightenment. It's like an awakening energy and a consciousness. So that the highlights that, that I'm talking about, it, this represents, again, the pure intention that focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension and in the higher fifth dimension of fully enlightened comprehension. And as I say, with a little graphic here, those who like my posts are happier, more intelligent, and better looking than those who don't, according to a study I made up. Now, that's kind of a funny statement, and I've highlighted this in a black box with white letters. I'm referring to happy as in self-esteem, you know, how you feel about yourself. And I'm referring to intelligent as in self-image, you know, how you see yourself. And I'm referring to better looking, quote unquote, as in better seeing. You know, like as in with vision, without vision, the people perish. But with vision, you know, Aquarians thrive. So here's to Aquarian vision of virtue and valor for the victory of Aquarius, you know. So I'm going on. I'm saying featured in this compendium are archetypal ascent thought forms, primary colors for enlightenment, and the personal empowerment process. And I mentioned the personal empowerment process in the last compendium newsletter, and I'm going to go into it a little bit more in this one. So it begins, the great awakening of our time, the alpha and omega of wholeness and healing by way of global whole systems recalibration. Some people would say that's reboot or reset, or but I'm saying recalibration with Aquarian principles and processes. This is in four parts, and I go into these four parts. And these four parts are kind of metaphoric, you know, the spirit that matters, from I am, I can, to will do, done deal, to the father and mother of unified field materialization, the principle and person of know thyself, and the telecom and telecare of sovereignty and self-care. Sounds like a mouthful, but I'll just go through it each part at a time. First part, part one, is the spirit that matters from I am, I can, to will do and done deal. You know, there's a whole cycling there from spirit to matter, the spirit that matters. And I begin this with the understanding that basically the primary colors for enlightenment, the blue, yellow, pink, and the green. And it's like the I am, I can, I will, and I do. Affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration. Pure intention, focused attention, love retention for conscious ascension. And an invocation of all the above. As a summary, you might say the capstone, the creative ascent process, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, the word made flesh, an invocation, the science of the spoken word, you know, taking aim with a purpose, aim in terms of an acronym, ascent, intent, momentum, fulfilling the great law of atonement, at-one-ment. So there's graphics to go with that, and this is followed by a great video. If you get a chance to watch this, it's Carl Jung on how to find your soul. And this is by After School, S-K-O-O-L, does brilliant, brilliant animation to go with this understanding of how to find your soul. So in this video, we explore Carl Jung's search for the soul, which involves making the unconscious conscious and confronting the dark night of the soul with shadow work, integrating the anima and animus to achieve wholeness, your feminine and masculine nature, your left brain and your right brain, you know, balancing, integrating. So the mind is the mediator. The mind is the mediator of the, you might say, the spirit that matters. And, I mean, the still waters of a calm, peaceful mind reflects the heavens perfectly and sees beneath the surface to what matters. Sees beneath the surface of the waters to what matters. So, and there's a little infographic here that some of you will appreciate, and it says in wording, never measure your life by possessions. Measure it by the hearts you touched, the smiles you created, and the love you shared. And beautiful pictures with poppies in a field, a summer field. And this is the fullness of summertime with those beautiful poppies. Okay, so what you possess can possess you. You know, it can occupy both your mind and spirit. So you want to basically, you know, what you think about, you bring about. And energy flows where attention goes. And that's why it's important to believe nothing and either know or not know. You know, no BS belief systems. And above all, again, know thyself, the personal empowerment process. And there's that link again where you can go through this process yourself. And it's, you know thyself in the image, you know, the ID, the identity and likeness of God, love, source, I am, you know, for initiation and fulfillment of the great law of being, as in be in God, you know, at the heart of the great awakening, as leads to the great enlightenment with the whole, the holistic, the Holy Spirit that matters, as above, so below, on earth, as in cosmos at large, the Aquarian quantum age. So again, that's where we're going, and that's what it gets into there. And so part two, and I'm going to have to wrap this up here in just a few minutes. You can go through this on your own, but this gets into, again, the father and mother of unified field materialization. You know, as above, so below, father in heaven, mind congruence. So, and again, so below, mother earth, heart coherence. So, father in heaven, mother earth, mind congruence, heart coherence. The power of the universe will come to your assistance if your heart and mind are in unity. And that's a quote in an infographic that follows. So this goes into the Aquarian mandate, you know thy heart, know thyself, know thy heart. This is a quote by Carl Jung, those who look outside dream and those that look inside awaken. One of my favorite graphics there. So there's some orientation to this is what's going on with the shift in Aquarius. I mean, it goes with the territory, the Aquarian frequency shift. The great awakening has led to a great enlightenment on Earth. We have great opportunity for a high state of sovereignty for all global netizens, all of us as United Sovereigns of Earth. So a new common sense of we the people worldwide is naturally neutralizing the divisive dialectic, the divisive dialectic. So, I mean, the vision alone, how the power of love at the heart of a universal interface for global telecommunity can provide the catalyst for a self-perfecting and self-fulfilling prophecy. What that looks like, how that works, and I provide links so you can read more about that if you're interested. And about the Aquarian Quantum Age, there's a link on that. So there's these different links I provide. Some of you have seen the links before. You can skip them over because you know what I'm referring to with the hyperlinks, you know, underlined. On words like the law of the angles of God, geometrically ordered divinity, the language of angels, you know, heart coherence. You can go there if you have not seen this page or those links before. Anyway, this goes into, again, self-assessment for self-mastery. It's a self-improvement process for self-correcting, self-elevation of an authentic self-nature, the personal empowerment process. If that sounds intriguing to you and you haven't checked it out yet, you know, you can go to the links, you can print the pages out, you can go through the process. It's the same process of self-assessment for self-healing that lends authenticity to the Aquarian models for global holistic healthcare, you know, the global telecare model. And you can click on the image provided there on global telecare and read an article on that. So anyway, to sum it up, you know, there one way or another, we all have to find, this is a quote by Joseph Campbell. One way or another, we all have to find what best fosters the flowering of our humanity in this contemporary life and dedicate ourselves to that. So Joseph Campbell, Campbell's one of my favorite writers about all things metaphysical and evolutionary ascension, etc. So I'm finishing up with the bottom line, the moral imperative, overcoming duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless, neutralizing FUD, F-U-D, fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and transcending sin, S-I-N, stuck in negativity. But first, overcoming duh, dense, unconscious, and heartless. Anyway, Aquarian mandate, the constitution of God love as universal law language for 5D TLC evolution. So I finished with an angel ascent figure, you know, it's a thought form for upward mobile conscious evolution, you know, keep the faith, see the good, make it so. want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your pure intent to be a contributor to the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness, the five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on Earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.